Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The city of Austin, Texas is back at it again. They lost the first round in which they tried to force religious organizations, including churches, to hire LGBT individuals. And they lost that, but they're back again. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. The city of Austin lost its first battle on the LGBT issue, in which it tried to force religious organizations and churches to get involved in and promote and even hire those that are openly LGBT. But now they're back again. Under this proposed ordinance, churches would have no right to insist on its own biblical doctrine. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, under this ordinance, Austin officials, they're defending this so-called anti-discrimination ordinance. And it is now being challenged. The local ordinance guarantees, quote, the opportunity for each person to obtain employment without regard to race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, national origin, age, or disability. And this, Matt, would also include churches.
And there are those two poison pill words, sexual orientation and gender identity. Those are contrary to the biblical teaching and the biblical model on human sexuality that unequivocally holds that homosexual and cross-dressing behaviors are sinful behaviors. So this is basically the secularists in Austin, the government, telling the church that they have to discard centuries-old teaching on human sexual morality and embrace postmodernism and embrace sexual anarchy, effectively, and sexually neutral moral relativism when it comes to sexual behavior.
Yeah, but guys, sexual orientation and gender identity are not on the same level as race, gender, and things like that. I mean, sexual orientation and gender identity, those are things that you choose. That is sexual confusion, gender confusion. Race and gender and sex, things like that, is not something you choose.
No, it's not.
Should be protected, but
those are immutable qualities.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and this does contain two exceptions, but it's unclear whether it even applies to churches, and I don't think it does. It contains an exception for an employer to hire and employ employees if one's sexual orientation or gender identity is a, quote, bona fide occupational qualification reasonably necessary for the normal operation of a particular business or enterprise, I'll explain that, as well as religious entities' right to hire and employ individuals of a particular religion. So let me get the last one first. It's easier.
Let's dissect that.
So that means that you can hire, Catholic Church can hire Catholics, and not non-Catholics. Evangelical church can hire evangelicals, but not non-evangelicals.
Right.
Or a Baptist church can hire Baptists, etc. They can hire people that are part of their faith. That's the exception.
Okay.
The other one is a bona fide occupational requirement. What is that? Well, let me give you the best example. Anybody ever been to Epcot?
Sure.
And you go to some of these different pavilions, the German pavilion, French pavilion, et cetera, the China, whatever one you have there, the people that are working, it's all part of...
They're from those countries.
They're from those countries.
They speak that language.
So
yeah.
They're not going to hire you or me for a German one or a French
right,
one.
Right, I'd fail.
Yeah, you would fail no matter whether you're qualified because they have a bona fide
right.
Occupational requirement. What is that? Their entire theme is around their country.
Right.
So they can hire only people that are French, people that are German. That is one of the exceptions to the non-discrimination. Now, here it says, now, if you have a bona fide occupational requirement that the person cannot be somebody who is a transsexual, now, what would that be? It's hard to know how far that explains. That might be that you have only men or only women, and so this person wants to be the opposite. I don't know. It's hard to even get your mind around that. Clearly, what it doesn't do is exempt churches from this provision.
Mm-hmm.
Because say someone is a Baptist and you hire them and they are not engaging in sexual orientation issues, homosexuality. They're not wanting to cross-dress. They're not wanting to be treated as the opposite gender, but then they eventually want to be that way. Normally, you would be able to, because of consistency with your doctrine, say you can't continue in the employment. That is a well-recognized provision mm-hmm. based upon religious freedom. Under this provision, though, if the person says, well, I'm Baptist, I believe in your doctrine, you can't let them go. You can't move them from where you want them to be within the employment based upon their homosexuality or their gender identity.
Even though those behaviors and an embracing of that worldview is contrary to Christian doctrine.
Exactly. Right. I mean, biblical standards talk about homosexuality as being a sin.
So what you would need to do is you would have to have churches, and we certainly have these policies, and I encourage churches to adopt these policies. We can work with you at no cost. Have policies that spell out some of these issues on the sanctity of human life and on human sexuality. It's no longer just sufficient to have the standard Orthodox Christian creed doctrine that, you know, has historically been handed down through the ages. I think on these issues, because they have become such a threat to churches and religious organizations, you need to spell them out. We saw that threat under Obamacare with regards to abortion, and now we're seeing this threat with regards to the so-called LGBT agenda. Well, there have been two lawsuits that have now been filed against the city of Austin regarding this new provision because the churches there obviously are concerned. The churches should have opted out. They should not be covered by this. There is a state law called the Texas Religious Freedom Restoration Act that provides a high level of protection based upon the religious free exercise of individuals and certainly churches.
But Matt, wouldn't you agree that this ordinance is very problematic beyond just churches? You think of quasi-Christian organizations like Liberty Council or the Liberty Institute, or you think of even for-profit organizations, you know, like a Bible bookstore. You think of Hobby Lobby. They should not be compelled to cast aside biblical doctrine and embrace a postmodern secularist worldview and hiring practices. They should have a right to religious liberty as well. So it's problematic beyond just churches.
Yeah, it's very problematic because this has happened in some situations where there might be an LGBT provision. We've seen this happen in different parts around the country where maybe the Catholic bishops are opposing it because it applies to churches. And as soon as churches are exempt from that, then they go into a neutral position. Not everywhere, but I've seen that happen enough times to know that it's a repeated situation. The problem with that is if churches are not protected, that's good. But what about the people that come to your church? What about them as individuals in their places of employment? What about those business owners and operators because they're going to be affected by it? What about the nonprofit leaders and organizations that are represented in your church? You've got to have a view of this in terms of this is fundamental doctrine that has been passed down through the ages from the Old Testament to the New Testament through our Christian brothers and sisters. It's part of the natural created order, male and female. It's part of human sexuality. To ultimately try to force people to accept the LGBT issue against both natural law and revealed law is problematic. And that's what the city of Austin is trying to do. And they're willing to sweep churches into this. Now, originally, the ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, there's been a number of attempts to pass it in Congress, and that's always failed. It's going to come up again in 2019 with the new House. It exempted churches. But then groups like the Human Rights Commission said, we're not going to promote it anymore. We're not going to endorse it anymore unless it pulls out the exemption for churches. And that's where they ultimately want to go with this, because this is a zero-sum game with regards to churches and people of faith, meaning that there's no common compromise It is domination, and that's what this ultimately is, because it's a direct attack on our religious freedom, because it's a direct attack on God who created us in his image as male and female. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Keep us involved in what's happening in your community. Let us know. Call us at 407-875-1776 or visit lc.org for all of our contact information. There, you can also be part of the Liberty Counsel ministry, Advancing Religious Freedom, Life, and Marriage and Family, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.